Now, what about the issue of the duration of tamoxifen? For a long time now, it's been 5 years. Now, in the recent San Antonio breast cancer meeting, for the first time, we started to see results from the ATLAS trial looking at more than 5 years of therapy. What was your take on that, and where are we with that?
Well, you know, we've never had large prospective trials looking at 5 versus 10 years of tamoxifen. The studies that were done historically were modest in size, at least as we would view them today, but they were fairly consistent in suggesting a disadvantage to the prolongation of tamoxifen therapy. The ATLAS trial results that were presented at San Antonio this last year were quite provocative, but they're very, very early results. And I think we're going to need to see what happens over the next few years as the bulk of patients in the ATLAS trial really get into the 5 to 10 year time period.
I think the thing that was really interesting about that was the fact that we were so completely convinced that giving him more than 5 years would be counterproductive. And, you know, PETO has been saying for a long time we just didn't have enough events. And as you say, this really has to play out. But at least right now when he presented it, it looked like, if anything, there was an advantage to going beyond 5 years, 10, 15%. You know, kind of hard to say how it's going to play out. Was that your take on it?
Yeah, that was my take on it. But, you know, part of it also is going to be overlaid upon the fact that it's possible that the ATLAS trial, by the time it's done, will be of historical interest only.
Right.
Because in the postmenopausal women, we're using the aromatase inhibitors as part of the process now, and that's not in the ATLAS trial. And if the SOFT and TEX trials and so on find that ovarian suppression adds, then we'll be doing ovarian suppression plus tamoxifen or an AI, and that will be totally different than the paradigm that's used in the ATLAS trial.
Yeah, it's kind of more like interesting. It is interesting historically, though, in terms of what happened. It was pretty wild. And the other issue is, as you say, things are changing in terms of the postmenopausal patient. And there, as you say, right now, most patients are receiving aromatase inhibitors. Where are we right now in terms of our understanding, particularly the long-term impact of aromatase inhibitors?